everyone's gathered for the Daily Miracle. Here's your microphone.
And now from the Bamboo Peace Palace in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, inside the George Carlin Memorial.
Well, actually, you're listening to Bernie Steffen, and this is Ecologic. It's my fourth show here on Kyle's Community Radio. And I'm excited because today we're talking about something I'm familiar with, older men who are mostly retired. And they've left behind their meetings, deadlines, even their alarm clocks in many cases. And I'm delighted that I have two retirees who's joined me in the studio here today. You know, they have experienced an organization that we're going to talk a lot about, and it's an organization for active men that I just joined last September because I was drawn to it. And so let me welcome Neil Wheeler and Mike Reckworth, representing SIR. Now, you may not know what SIR is, but it's here in Sonoma County, and we'll tell you more about that as we go forward. But let me introduce each of them a little bit more. Neil is a retired air pollution specialist. He joined SIR in 2021, and he's participated in many SIR activities. He's served, this is Branch 17 here in Santa Rosa, the Luther Burbank branch, as a director, as a vice president, as a president, and currently he's chair of the publicity committee. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you.
Yeah. What does SIR stand for?
Well, originally it stood for Sons in Retirement, but we realized that not everybody was retired in SIR, and so we picked up the pseudonym of just SIR to cover it. And not everybody's retired, and not everybody wants to be retired.
Well, I agree with that. I'm partially retired, so I have one foot in retirement, and I'm feeling a lot of what that's like. But I don't know what it's like to not have work to go to, and I'm actually scared of that. I'm a little worried about that. Well, anyway, welcome, Neil. And my other guest is Mike, and he's a retired contractor. What kind of contractor?
Oh, I was in the asphalt paving maintenance business for 30 years in the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, Marin area.
Wow. So if I want to know about asphalt, you're the guy, huh?
I'm the man.
Okay. Well, Mike, you joined SIR in 2022, and you've indicated you have interests in dining out. So do I. Golf, I find that way too hard. Hiking, and this is the serious hiking where you take coastal trails and stuff.
Yeah, I've done a lot of hiking and a lot of active vacation trips that involve hiking and biking.
Yeah. Cool. And you're interested in world affairs and investments. And Mike, you're currently the chair of the recruitment committee. Well, welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Recruitment must be going well. I see a lot of when we have our monthly meeting and we come together there at the Epicenter in a big hall. What, there's about 100 guys show up?
Yes, 100, probably around 100 people. And every month we have new inductees coming in. And we're one of the few really growing branches of SIR in the whole statewide organization.
Well, I've noticed that, and I'm impressed. So you're doing a hell of a job there, Brownie. recruitment committee, because clearly people are learning about it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We have a good outreach program, and members tell other members. That happens quite a bit.
Neil, you told us about... We're mostly retired, but why did you join the SIR organization?
Well, about 5 years before I decided to retire, I started planning my retirement. And I realized something, that most of my friends in my community was around work. And it wasn't local. We didn't have any... clients here in Sonoma County. The closest was over in the the Bay Area and San Francisco, a lot of them were international. So I was working with people all over, but I realized when I retired, I wasn't going to have those people to be a part of my community. And so I felt like I needed to find some new friends. And I was looking for a book club because I'd had a really good experience with one in Sacramento back about 35 years ago. And I couldn't find one that really fit me, but I did find a small article about Sir. And so I tracked it down to the state site and found out there were branches all over the state, and we had like 10 or 11 of them in Sonoma County at the time.
Wow.
And so I started looking at their websites, kind of doing my due diligence as a scientist, you know, making sure that I checked out what they were offering. And this was after COVID pandemic, and a lot of them seemed to kind of collapse during COVID. Branch 17 caught my attention because throughout COVID, they continued to publish their newsletter, kept their website up to date, and transitioned to using Zoom meetings for our general meetings. And I think that kept the branch alive and kept it really energized. And that really attracted me. So I decided to join.
Well, I appreciate that because you've given a lot of leadership to this organization. When I first saw the sign out at Howarth Park on the way up to Spring Lake, I was walking with my wife and there was a group of men and it had this sandwich board and it said Men's Club or something like that and Sir, and I didn't know what that was. But I remember my son, who's now going to be 50 soon, he had talked about when he was like 35, 40, joining a men's group just to have others who were in similar life situations to bounce off of it. And I thought, that's great. I like that he's doing that. That's something I want to do. So I've held in the back of my head joining a men's group for a while, but I never really acted on it. But when I saw that and it had a QR code and I took a picture of it, so that took me to the website. And on the website, I was blown away with all these activities. I mean, poker, bridge, bocce ball, things I got really excited about, global affairs, book clubs, all these things, some I knew I wasn't going to be interested in, but there were just so many things to take advantage of. And so when I was helped coming to a breakfast meeting with all of them, I was impressed with the leadership. You were the big Sir, Neil, and I immediately saw how well organized you all were, the various officers, the people held roles, even the person who has taken us to the luncheon, and I have a unusual dietary request, was responsive to my needs. So I said, boy, this is a club I can really feel at home in. So I'll talk more about that later. But Mike, how did you come to join the club?
You know, it's interesting. I a friend of mine that I play golf with introduced me to the idea. But what really I was very aware of was that I felt some sense of isolation, and particularly two good friends of mine. One moved to another foreign country. He moved away, comes back and visits, but he left, long lifetime friend. The other friend, his wife got cancer, and he was really isolated because of her health, and it was during COVID. And so I kind of lost two friends in a kind of short period of time. And I realized that I have to be proactive. I have to really go out and make the effort to meet people and to and Sirs is just such a natural way to make that happen. So it's a tremendous, it makes it so easy for guys to connect.
Well, speaking of our stories of how we got connected here, I want to invite some of the Sirs that are out there that might be listening. Or if you're interested in potentially Sirs, to call us. We have one phone line here. And write down this number, 707-755-9250. That's 707-755-9250. Please give us a call and join this conversation. We won't put you on the spot, but we love hearing the stories of the various ways that people see that retirement isn't what it was cracked up to be. I mean, there's PR that comes out that talks about retire and you'll have freedom, and people like to daydream about all the things they're going to do when they're retired. And I realize you better do them while you're young, because when you get old, you don't necessarily want to do those things, travel the world or whatever, you know. So it's gotten a PR push for something that isn't real. And then what I think is hard for a lot of retirees to deal with, and I'm sure it's not just men, but this is a men's group, but women, I'm sure, have that same situation. Work gives you natural groupings with people, gives you responsibilities, things to do, meetings, you know.
You know, and also, Bernie, I think women are better at connecting than men are. I think we tend to connect kind of shoulder to shoulder, doing activities, being involved in things. And that's one of the structures that you get from SIR. And it becomes a natural way to create new friends, is doing things together, like you had in the work environment.
Yeah.
So I think that's makes it really wonderful for people.
And you bring your work experience with you, so that the organizational skills you've had to do your job, they come with you, and you can give them, you can volunteer them in new ways. You can start a club. You mentioned, Neil, that you started a book club.
Yeah.
And that's very popular now, right?
It is. We probably have 25 people who receive our emails about the books and stuff, but usually about a dozen show up for discussions, and we talk about the books, and we also talk about other things. It's not a literary book club. It's a social book club. And I was in a situation, you know, in the situation that I would read a lot of books.
Yeah.
And I wish I had somebody to talk with this about. And now I have them.
Yeah. I like the idea of talking about the content of a book, but I have a hard time reading. I was undiagnosed dyslexic, and I gave up on reading, and it was too hard. I can read, I mean, what I need to read, but if it's a book, it's more work. So I did books on tape, but I don't drive that much anymore. So I would welcome a club that's about watching a YouTube video and having a talk. But anyway, I appreciate the folks that like the reading, like the having the books, and this is a great way to come together around sharing a shared experience.
And even if you don't like to read, you know, there's always something else you can do. And that's what's nice. It gives a variety, and you're doing it with friends.
And yeah.
I think that's what we try to do, is we try to have activities and events that keep, I'm not going to say retired men or old men. I'm going to say mature men. It keeps them mentally, physically, and socially engaged. And we know that leads to longer, healthier lives.
That is so true. But there's a little aside that I want to mention that I find, you know, I have senior moments and I forget names. So I get introduced to people and it takes me 3-4 times and saying their name to finally get the name. But in this club, I don't have to apologize. Everybody understands. So it's nice to be around people that you don't even feel you have to apologize for, because we understand senior moments.
Absolutely. Yes. I think we're all dealing with that. And that's part of the part of the peer group that you get to be involved with. I think you feel that camaraderie and that consistency in that way. So that makes it really, really wonderful.
What's your favorite club activity?
You know, Mike? Well, I haven't probably been as engaged in SIRS as I will be in the future. And I still have a lot of other things on the outside that I'm doing. But I kind of look at it like I'm building a foundation for future things. Like, I love to hike. And I haven't joined the hiking club because I'm still out doing other adventures. But I kind of see it like this is a great insurance plan for me. I love being involved with the new members and hearing about their stories. And it's remarkable how consistent and how, you know, how the new members talk about the need to have, you know, connections and yeah. not be isolated. And that's just such a strong theme that runs through everybody. And what's great about CSRS, it's not a country club. It's not an expensive thing. It's really just about making connections and then doing activities. And so that provides a really nice thing for people. It's not expensive, so it opens it up to everybody.
Yeah, I want to stay on the hiking club for a minute because I joined the walking group, you know, which has a 1 mile up from Howarth Park, up the upper parking lot to Spring Lake where the dam is. And I found that just about right and back down 2 miles. I try to walk up to 4 miles a day. But then I learned about the hiking group that goes more adventuresome and, you know, they will go out to the coast or take on Mount Taylor or something, which is I find challenging both the altitude that you got to cover and the longer distance. I'm a little afraid, but I'm feeling like now I have a target because I want to go on these hikes and explore these trails. And I know it's there. And now I've built for myself a little challenge to get to where I won't feel like I'm holding the group back. I had to give up on the walking group because that was on the same day. And unfortunately, we have all of these activities that somewhat overlap of bridge. And I'm sorry, walking versus playing cards, walking wins. So I went to bridge and I hadn't played bridge for like 30 years. I had done it when I was a young man and I was commuting and at work. And I always liked the game and I never found a partner or an opportunity to really go with it. I went to a senior group that had a bridge group at the that place on Stony Point, Marlow, the Finley Center. But the first game I went, I had a partner, a lady who meant well, but she, after every hand, had to try to educate everybody on how we could have played it better. I couldn't take that. You know, it's like I appreciate a little feedback. And I find here with the CSRS group, they're not giving me a lecture all the time. You know, so I like that. I feel like I can learn without being overwhelmed or feeling like I'm unfit to join this group.
I think that's a great example of what CSRS is not, because I think, you know, at this point, we just don't want to be stressed out, and we don't want to engage in things that are going to be difficult. And that's the beauty of CSRS. There really isn't a lot of expectations. You know, it's really something that you just want to do, and you're happy to do it. And there's no pressure in that way. And I think that's one of the great things about it.
I think, you know, carrying on that thought.
Yes.
It is defined by what it is not. We do not fundraise for external organizations. We don't discuss politics, or we try not to. And nor religion, and we don't fund other organizations. We don't sell anything.
And it's the cheapest membership. I couldn't believe an annual membership with CSRS is how much?
$25.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable. I mean, this if you can, and then the clubs are all free. So you know, you may go out with a group and have to pay your bill for what you eat and stuff. But that's usually just to allow there to be a space where you can meet and have a good time. But I see it as the most affordable thing. So the rules, I think, are perfect. But in addition to talk about CSRS, which we're going to continue to do for this hour, I want to take a moment just to step back. And we had your two stories of how you sort of anticipated or lost friends and recognized with have intention. I believe a lot of men just don't give retirement a lot of thought other than, oh, I'll be free to do what I want. And I think many of them, many of us, experience a situation where what am I going to do now? I need to do something. I need to find a hobby. I need to do something, because we're so used to having a prescribed regiment that retirement feels so odd.
I agree. And you know, I think, you know, everybody thinks, well, boy, once I'm not working, it's going to be great. And I think there is a honeymoon period. People travel, they sleep in. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now what am I going to do? The days can get kind of long. And I think that's that can be a real problem for people. And now they're feeling more and more isolated. And I think a lot of times wives are the ones that are saying, hey, go do something, you know, go find something.
Yeah.
And you have to have you need some structure, you know, otherwise being at loose ends it's not a great feeling, even though maybe you work 40 years thinking that was the end all. And you realize when you get there that you've got to come up with something else.
Yeah. And we're not leaving our wives out of it. Now, we don't all have wives anymore, but the people who do, there is a night out with the wives. Is that popular, Neil?
Yeah, it's quite popular. We get often 30 members at one of those events, and people, I think, my wife always enjoyed it. She told me, you know, when we'd be talking to our neighbors at the dinners, that she said, I don't understand this, but everybody seems so nice.
Yeah.
And she really enjoyed that, because a lot of her career had been in areas that were kind of contentious. And so she enjoyed that too, to hang out with some people who just got along with us.
Yeah. And that's not the only opportunity where I know that partners are welcome. I go to a thing that I see you at a lot, Neil, and that's the Breakfast Club, where we meet twice a month, and we go to different breakfast places. So that changes the venue, makes it interesting, and we just chat about anything. And the invite always says, bring your significant other.
Yep.
Yeah, a gentleman brought his wife the other day, but not until late in the day. But anyway, I like that whole openness attitude. It's not exclusive in any way.
And, you know, we have two events. We have the holiday party where, you know, girlfriends, spouses, and then also a summer event party where we have the spouses come in.
Nice.
So we do have some other ways to get them involved as well.
Yeah. And then there's the other side of it, of the guys that just want to go out and have a beer. We got room for them too, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple events like that.
Well, tell us about those.
Well, one of the ones that I started last year was Beer Call.
Ooh.
That's a military term. Sometimes beer calls in the military were serious discussions. Sometimes they weren't. They just to get together and have a beer. Ours is more the latter.
Yep.
And some of the other clubs have had them. And so I figured we'd try it out, and it seemed to be quite popular. And so we just pick a new brew pub every month and go out and have a beer. And we call it Beer and BS.
Yeah, that's like the dining group. It moves around too, trying different restaurants. So if you're new to the area, it's a good way to be introduced to other places. Sirs can serve as a nice conduit.
I've got to say that with the couples night out, I went to restaurants. I've lived here for 25 years, and I hadn't been to them. And so Sir forced me to go try. Oh, I like this place. Why didn't I ever go there before?
Well, I noticed that one of the night outs was at La Grange. I've never been there, but I've stopped and seen the menu from the outside. That's one of those highly expensive places that I typically don't dine at. But I'm sure they go to some that are more affordable and approachable, right?
Yeah. Talking about beer cola, we have another beer, wine, and spirits tasting.
Oh.
And that's sponsored by George and Bill Traverso, formerly of Traverso's Deli. And they organize these outings. And it is with partners. so you can invite your significant other to go along on these. And they arrange some tasting either at a brewery, a winery, or a distillery.
That sounds like a very good group. I'm going to have to try that out.
And then they usually go out to and have a lunch afterwards.
You
so
mentioned
again,
George.
Time to socialize.
I just want to put in a word for him. I know he's been in leadership and he's been a big sir, that's what we call our president, and gone through a number of the jobs. But he was the person who I was assigned to as he's going to show me around. And we talked on the phone. I came to the meeting. He introduced me to people, bought my lunch, bought me some raffle tickets. And at the end was part of a meeting where we got our orientation. So that idea of connecting us with one of the senior sirs when we first come there didn't leave us just to fend for ourselves. And he was so gentle with me and so nice to me. I couldn't have appreciated it more.
Well,
you know, it's interesting you would say that, because I remember reading about this many years ago about the biggest indicator of a freshman going to college is making a friend. And I've talked to new guys about that when they come into SIR, that this, you will be successful, make a friend, you know, meet people, talk to people, get involved in activities. And that's, and I think we're really good about helping that transition and helping people with that.
Yeah. I'm going to take a short little break here. Hang on one sec.
Kals thanks Barrel Proof Lounge in Santa Rosa for their underwriting support. Located at 501 Mendocino in the Brickyard Center, they feature live music, karaoke, trivia, comedy, and more. Their website is barrelprooflounge.com, and they can be found on Facebook and Instagram.
Kals Radio thanks the Sebastopol Kiwanis Club for their support. They're in their 52nd year as a hands-on community service club, with emphasis on the needs of youth in West County. Their website, SebastopolKiwanisClub.org, contains events and contact information about the organization.
Well, thank you to all of our underwriters. This station is fully funded by volunteers. It doesn't get any government funding that is subject to being pulled back. And we're making it on our shoestring, but we're making it. So I'm delighted to be here. This is new for me as well. And today I have my two guests here in the studio. Let me reintroduce them to you if you joined us late. There's Neil Wheeler. He's the past president, and he's been involved in many ways. And then Mike Reckworth, and he is recruiter. I think you've done it for 2 years now, right?
Yes, yes.
So we've been having a great conversation about SIR, and SIR 17 is the local Santa Rosa group that is one of the largest, and it has so many things that an hour is probably not enough to cover it all. But I'd like to go through some more of the clubs, but let's talk about the meeting that happens once a month. It's a luncheon meeting, and it's at the Epicenter that Poppy Bank now runs, and it's at the Victory House Restaurant, and we mentioned 100 people show up for that, and we have guest speakers. And I found them interesting. The first one that I really enjoyed was last November. One of the members has been driving electric vehicles a lot. And I said, oh, God, here we got a pitch just for like. No, he was very fair, very objective. He wasn't selling electric vehicles. He was talking about pros and cons. And I was pleasantly surprised, because I was prepared to be sort of disappointed, but it wasn't. And then another really good one happened this February, just this month, where Habitat for Humanity for Sonoma County had two speakers come out and told us a lot of the ins and outs and qualifying and what they do. And I'm pleased to announce that I'm going to have them on a show. So not exactly the same two people, but two representatives of that group. Because here on EcoLogic, I'm really big about local and community. And that's why I'm so excited about having CSRS here. It's helping build community. It's helping getting us involved in community. And it's easier for men to sometimes just shy away or do one activity, maybe golf, you know. But we have golf in our thing. So how many people come out to golf each month?
I don't know. How do you know that?
I know they play at Bennett Valley, and which is a great local course, not very expensive, you know, a municipal course. But I'm sure there's two or three foursomes that probably do that, because I think the golf is still a very popular activity for retired guys, because, hey, it pretty much kills the whole day. You know, you can go out and warm up and play golf and then go get something to drink. And so it's a great activity for older folks when you've got a lot of more time on your hands.
When I was younger, I bought some golf clubs. I tried some, took some lessons. I found it too hard. I gave up.
It's ridiculous.
It's a hard sport.
It's ridiculously hard. I play, and I will testify to that. It's very frustrating. So
I would say that golf is probably the the largest activity in the state organization. And it's not just the individual clubs that have golf clubs. There are state tournaments
that
they can participate in. And so it's a pretty big program statewide.
So there's interplay. It's not just Bennett Valley and the group here. It's also them coming together and other locations.
Yeah, from other branches in different parts of the state.
I've heard that Healdsburg mostly is about golf. That's
their
specialty there. And smaller communities obviously don't have as many activities to offer. They might like them, but I know that also members can come from another smaller group to one of our clubs if they're so long. Right now, poker is in so much in demand that our two tables were almost having to turn people away and can't bring in more. And we're looking on how to get more people involved. I love poker. We have it once a month, and I used to play, and I just want to assure people this is kind of low stakes poker. You know, we get $15 worth of chips, and the largest bet is a dollar, but we start with dimes. And so it's not like going into a casino and able to lose a lot of money. But it's a lot of fun. We have a dealer calls the game, so a lot of variations, but we have some rules to keep it, you know, fair.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So either of you play poker?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have money? Come join us. I'm kidding.
So I don't play poker, but my kids, who are in their 40s, you know, I remember when they were almost 20, and they try to get in the casinos. And I always said, oh, I hope they lose right off the bat. So, but the other thing I told my son the other day, he was invited to be in a very high-stakes poker game, and he turned it down. And he said, Dad, I remember what you told me. He said, if you're at a poker game and you look around the table and you don't know who the sucker is, it's probably you.
Yeah.
So he said, I remembered that, and I thought I would be the sucker. So
Well, I've played in other games that were higher stakes and a little more hardcore. And I've also played in really party games that are totally silly and people are throwing money in the middle. This is somewhere in between. It's not silly. It's serious. But it's not high stakes, so it doesn't hurt anybody financially.
Exactly.
So we don't have this, what a casino can do to players, you know.
Right.
Take all their money because they're always chasing a win.
Yeah, that's the business they're in. This is for fun and, you know, just the camaraderie of it. Yeah. But it's nice to have a little competition too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I like it. So, Neil, you go to all the luncheons and you were the president leading them. Do you have any fond memories of some good luncheons you want to tell us about?
Well, I think a couple of them. One of them, I can't remember her name. She was a pilot, And she was last spring.
I think it was Ditched at Sea was the name of the book, wasn't it?
Ditched the Sky.
Ditched the Sky. There
she wrote a book when she was younger. She got into becoming a what they call a ferry pilot. Worked with a company that would take aircraft from Cessna and fly them to other parts of the world for delivery.
Ooh.
And on her first trip out to Australia, the plane stopped working.
Oh, over
and
the Pacific Ocean.
And she had to ditch her plane in the ocean about 500 miles off of Hawaii.
Ooh.
And there was another aircraft flying with her who kept in the area and kept her located. She got out of the plane after ditching it and got into a lifeboat and was finally rescued about 10 hours later by a Russian trawler.
Wow. That's quite a story. Yeah.
It's quite a story, and it was very memorable, and she was very good at presenting it.
Yeah.
And so I really enjoyed that one.
I did too. She was a wonderful speaker, and it was just a compelling story, very fascinating.
Yeah. Another one I enjoyed was the Vets with Vets. This is a Corvette club that one of our members is organized to combine with SIRS to help real veterans of the wars to get recognized in a parade in Petaluma that is held regularly. And so the Corvette Club members like showing off their car, and then he helps put signs on the doors to honor the vet who's sitting in the passenger seat. And I thought that was pretty cool. And he got other people to help out with that. So that was something the club really supports and has a really good time with.
Well, there were several of us members, former veterans who rode in the parade.
Oh, okay. And, nice.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And it was just fun to, I've never been in anything like that.
Well, you deserve it to be in a parade and be honored and saluted. And that was really nice.
You know, I also remember the presentation by Catholic Charities. I was very interested. They do an amazing job with a very difficult community that has a lot of issues and needs a lot of support. And Catholic Charities does a magnificent job. And, of course, they have a wonderful facility that's actually very close to here. So they did a very interesting presentation. So, I really love supporting them because I think they really bring something to the community that's really important.
And a lot of the club members now at the food bank serve, what, once a week or once a month? I don't know.
That's once a month.
Okay.
And that is what we call a community involvement project.
Yeah.
Until a few years ago, CIRA didn't allow us to volunteer for other organizations.
Really?
Because they thought it was violating our ban on supporting organizations.
Okay.
But after a lot of member outcry that they wanted to participate in some of these activities, CIR changed their policies and said, if it's just your time and you have a group in your branch that wants to go out and do some volunteer work, that's fine. What we don't do is we won't give them any monetary support.
Right. But I like that a lot of our members, they talk about that. I'm at other meetings and they talk about, are you going to the food? I haven't been, but I really honor those people who make that. And I think it's another case where if you were by yourself in your home, not aware of an organization like CIRS, you might not even think of that you would enjoy helping other people. You know, you might not have belonged to a church that does this or another organization. So this idea that retirement is easy, well, it can be, but it's more fun when you sign up to be with people.
Yes, when you engaging it's so important. I mean, there's something about having a purpose at this stage, and when you go through your career and you're pushing and you're working really hard and you have all this responsibility, there's a lot of value to that in terms of who you are and your self-esteem, and then to have that suddenly end. But, you know, with SIRS, if you are inclined to be an organizer or you've had a lot of management experience and you enjoyed that, you definitely can have that opportunity. And I think it gives people more of a purpose and more relevance. And I think that's what a lot of people fear, is the loss of relevance at this point. So it's a wonderful opportunity.
I was going to say that 10 years ago, I volunteered weekly for a whole year at the food bank. This was kind of my pre-retirement days, and I enjoyed it. But since I've been volunteering with SIR at the food bank, it's a completely different situation. Before, I was just with a bunch of random people. Occasionally, I'd see somebody I recognized, but it didn't feel like a community. But when we show up with 25 or 30 members at the food bank and they put us on an assembly line and we're working shoulder to shoulder with people that we know, it's a great feeling.
It's like a brigade.
It is.
Yeah, I like that visualization.
Nothing like packing carrots together.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about how much SIRS offers, and we've talked about how men may not know that it exists and would like to check us out. What are some of your ways that you would? I know once you said Google it, so tell us more.
Well, the easiest way is to Google it. If you just type SIR17 in a Google search, you'll find our website, you'll find our Facebook page, and you'll find other information about us.
It's a very friendly way to get connected, because you have a way to reach out and you can do an application right online, and then you'll get a phone call. You're going to get a phone call to help someone get connected and get started.
And often that phone call will be from you.
That's
Mike.
True. And you'll send me the information. So
yeah. Well, what's clear to me is the members are bringing a lot of work experience, a lot of skills. And I was once tested under Myers-Briggs and learned that there's 16 different personality types. And I learned mine. I used to think that if everybody thought like me, the world would be perfect. But I learned it's not that way at all. Teamwork really requires people of different personality types to fill different functions. The best company, and I think the best organization, is one that has these different personality types working together.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you get lucky. It's kind of cool because obviously you get a very big cross section of experiences and life experiences and professional experiences. So everybody brings value together.
Yeah. Well, I could see what a lot of people's value are just by how you carry yourself in the front of the room and, you know, organizing and asking for volunteers for this. We need a photographer now. We need a something. But it's all volunteer organized with people taking on leadership roles that they feel qualified for and that they're excited to do. So it's better than work, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That is one of our difficulties, though, is that we are all volunteer, even at the state level. The state board and everybody who works almost full-time on SIR at the state level, they end up, they're volunteers.
Yeah.
And that sometimes limits things. It makes it difficult to get the word out. We don't have the money for advertising campaigns. We're trying to do everything inexpensively. And so things like the website, you'll find some of our brochures in the libraries and at some grocery stores, occasionally in the community center. And whenever we get around to put them out there, one thing we did a couple of years ago is we have these little cards that talk about Sir.
Yep.
And we wandered around the county parks. And, you know, in the county parks, seniors have a special color-coded pass.
Oh.
So we were out putting cards on cars that had the senior pass.
I have to say that Neil has been just amazing in terms of his involvement in SIRS, being the Big Sir, and now on the statewide level, he's in that part of the organization as well. So he's been tremendous in terms of making it a really successful organization.
Yeah, I commented on the idea that we all bring life's experiences, work experiences too, but learning leadership skills, I think you can always learn more. So I see that when people are volunteering and they're signing up for something, it's almost always an opportunity for them themselves to learn how to exercise support and leadership that works. And so given that there are layers to this organization, like a statewide organization and area associations in between, it gives some of you that have more chops opportunity to spread the word. And that also makes sure that there's more interaction between the clubs, I believe, right?
I don't know how much interaction. Some clubs seem to interact better than others.
Okay.
Some of the ones that aren't very active to begin with don't necessarily want to be interactive with the other branches. But I think the ones that are active do and encourage people to come in, and that's very positive.
You definitely need a core group that is committed to being involved and really enjoys that whole process. Because I think the clubs that struggle are the ones that you just don't have enough people to take on that workload, that responsibility. But luckily in our group, we've got a lot of great people that are very involved.
Yeah, and you keep it moving so that, you know, the little vice president becomes the president, becomes the past president, gets involved in another club, so that skill level of being there for the club continues to be used in new ways. I'm impressed by it. I just wanted you to know that I'm very happy with the club. That's why I wanted you gentlemen here to help spread the word. I hadn't heard of SIRS. I've lived in the North Bay for 50 years with my wife, and I know about Rotary. I've joined them. I know about Lions. I know about Elks. But I didn't know about SIRS. And it's maybe a little specialized, but I think word of mouth is the important part here, right?
Well, when you have no money, yes, that's true.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was a QR code. I'm a little techie.
That worked well for you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it really is about existing members telling other guys about it. You know, that's the whole key is if you know somebody that you feel like they can really benefit by being more involved in an activity or whatever, then that's the person we're really looking for.
I had invited before the show some SIRS that I had emails for to listen in and possibly think about calling in. Well, I'm going to believe none of you paid any attention to that unless one of you calls in and says, yeah, I've been listening, and here's what I'd like to add to the conversation. So if you didn't catch the phone number before, there's still time, 707-755-9250. That's 755-9250. With this show, I always welcome callers, so please give it a shot. We won't hurt you. So are there big plans for the future that you know about?
Big plans for the future. I don't know. I guess we're going to continue to grow. We've been pretty successful over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
What you don't know is we reached our peak, as most of Sur, in the mid-1990s. And for the next 30 years, 25 years, we were in decline. Our branch, Branch 17, had 275 members.
Wow.
In 1996.
Yeah.
We fell to 78 members in 2021.
COVID.
About 4% of the year we were losing.
Oh.
And so we decided that we were going to do something about it and started publicizing Sur. Because like you say, it's kind of like the best kept secret. Nobody,
yeah.
They know about the Elks and they know about the Lions, but they don't know about Sur. And so we started getting information out. And like what you saw at our coffee club in Haworth Park, you saw the sign out there. But what you also see is a bunch of guys sitting out in lawn chairs in the park having a good time.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about what I saw there and didn't recognize it as Sur's. I used to live in the Burbank Garden area, and my wife and I would walk through Juilliard Park almost every other day. And we see the roses. We see that nice stone bridge over the creek. And then we see the bocce ball courts. They were often used, and we'd see people having fun. And my wife would say, hey, you should join up. And I never knew how to approach them or whatever. And I said, well, one day when I'm looking for things to do, I might take up bocce ball. But that was on the website. And sure enough, I got my chance to go there, was welcomed. And one of the sirs there, who I think was running it, I forget his name, he helped me get oriented, scoring, bouncing the ball, good angles. He played a game with me just to help me get started. And by the end of that, I loved it. The only reason I'm not going back is I still have a lot of things in my life, and I tasted a lot of great things to decide what I was going to stay with. But I'm going to get back into bocce at some point, because it was always there as looking like a good, fun experience.
You know, you're great because you you haven't been there that long, and you really engaged with Sur. And it sounds like you've done some walking and now the bocce. And I know you come to the luncheons. And are there any other activities that you're kind of scoping out that you're thinking about?
Well, I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive, so whatever I get into, I dive into the deep end.
Yeah.
I just tend to do that.
Right, and, right.
Let me, instead of telling you what else at the club that I do, that I enjoy, and that is Toastmasters. I've been there for a little over 3 years. I'm with the Petaluma group right now because that group sort of fits my style, which is less traditional, a little more challenging, open-ended and stuff. So I'm enjoying that, and I'm practicing speaking. That is helpful for being on the radio, for talking to people about my message. I have a message that mostly people don't want to hear about, and I know that I turn people off. And by what I say about what we should be thinking about and how we should be preparing for the future, people don't want to hear that. It's they see it as gloom and doom. And my son used to say to me, and I think he was right in a way, that said, Dad, it's not what you say, it's how you say it that causes people to react. Mm-hmm. But I've been working on how to say it better. And I've been careful in Sur's when I get into a group to recognize really early on that I'm starting a path that I tend to go on that is way beyond what people are comfortable hearing. So my goal with Sur is not to burn friendships.
Right.
To learn how to keep it in, build a relationship, have fun, and then slowly put out some ideas.
Well, I think that's a great message because I find I'm in the same situation. I don't agree with everybody. So when I play golf, there's some I don't agree. I know politically I don't agree with everybody, and nor would they agree with me. But I kind of feel like the point of the experience is just to have the time together. And you don't. I don't need to make everything about that. So I look at it as an opportunity to get to know people that I maybe wouldn't know otherwise. So I think that's something that's a good lesson for all of us when we get into a group, a new group situation.
Yeah.
So I like the way you're handling that.
Well, and it also speaks to the variety that is there in the club, because some folks are further along in their getting older and getting around, and they can't hike as much, or they're having memory issues or whatever. But we all can relate to it better because we're all old men, and maybe we haven't suffered as some others have, but we can relate to it.
Well, we all know that, you know, this could be us.
And, could be us.
And yeah. So it's great. Now, we have a couple of members that are, one that's 100.
Wow.
101 last week.
And he's a vet from World War II.
Right.
And so I think, aren't dues free after 100?
Yes.
So you don't have to pay $25.
That's right. Wow. are we special or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But we have some other members that are in their 90s.
A lot of them in the 90s.
Yeah, that's amazing. And some of them are very fit, right?
Yeah.
They're very active still.
But think of that. You know, if they didn't have that opportunity, they get to hang out with young guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if they didn't have SIR, it could be very isolating. But these 90-year-olds are very engaged, and what a wonderful thing for them to have that opportunity. So
I've been in some retirement homes, and I'm very sad when I go through because I see people there sitting, waiting to make eye contact and waiting for someone to show up for them. That they're very, very lonely.
Right.
And so I worry about getting to that stage where I call it sort of being warehoused. I don't like the way that happens in our society all too often.
Right.
So if we're getting help, great, but we also got to get out.
Yeah. And you know, at the lunch, if we have someone that's got some issues, we help them get their buffet lunch. I think we have some ride situations where some of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we really look out for that population as well. So,
you know, you were talking about our member who's 101, and he's pretty amazing. He stopped golfing at 98.
Wow, that's amazing.
So what does he do now? He writes an article for our newsletter every month.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He tells stories about his past.
Yeah, so it's truly amazing because we're... Most of us are wearing hearing aids. Most of us have glasses. And then we get some of the speakers speaking to issues that are important to us. We had an Alzheimer's speech, I understand. I wasn't there for it. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it being a community that also helps us with practical things in our lives that we as seniors have to struggle with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're in a group that everybody's kind of dealing with the same things in a lot of ways, and that's it feels like you're not so isolated because of that.
Well, I want to thank both of you, my guests here, Neil Wheeler and Mike.